sometimes a question is not a question. Take this conversation, for instance. I'm going to take the two granddaughters to Freckleface Strawberry at Russell Sage College. Do you want to come with us? You might enjoy it. Enjoy Freckleface Strawberry? It's a musical adaptation of a children's book written by Julianne Moore, a movie star. I'm a guy who thinks Brecht is too sentimental and Pinter tends to be lighthearted. But I answered the question, which wasn't a question, with wisdom. Of course I'd love to go, I lied. And go I did, and had a heck of a good time. And so did the kids. I say this without lying. The production which plays at the Schacht Fine Arts Center on the Sage campus through Sunday is a delightful experience. It's brisk, colorful, and charming. It's often about an hour, which is a perfect for the attention span of the youngsters, and in truth, is the perfect amount of time for the show to make its tender point. That point is simply, enjoy being yourself. The show, created by Gary Cooper and Rose Sayola, is filled with charming music that enhances several delightful skits. But perhaps some of the song titles explain the show more than could a plot synopsis. The titles are Perfect, I Want to Be Like Them, Be Yourself, and I Can Be Anything. Plus the songs When You Got Friends and Happily Ever After let you know about the feel-good elements within the show. Clearly, the moral of the show is applicable to both youngsters and adults, and director David Baker finds a way to make the show appealing to both segments of the audience. The kids loved a lot of the four slapstick elements and enjoyed the spontaneous participation of several tunes. They really related to high-energy performances of the talented cast. Baker wisely throws several nods to adults, including some fun concerning the Godfather films and references to the Phantom of the Opera. What's really special is that the show uses the adult figures as caring people who are able to relate and take seriously the problems facing the kids. Parents and teachers are sometimes shown as comic figures, but never as caricatures. As mentioned, the entire cast is terrific as individuals, and especially good in forming a high-energy ensemble. The theme of friendship is made especially valid by the performances, which show a tight-knit union of seven who project warmth as they demonstrate the joy that comes from caring for others. Director Baker does a great job setting a fast pace and permitting moments that seem wonderfully improvised. Special mention must go to choreographer Michael Whitney, as the dance numbers are clever, varied, and performed with comfortable ease. Indeed, the movement throughout the show is always energetic and imaginative. The work by music director Cookie Sears is also terrific, as the almost 20 songs in the hour-long show never seem forced, strained, or rushed. Freckleface Strawberry is a delightful and charming show that is a wonderful collaboration between young theater artists and their mentors. Go with your family and share an enjoyable theater experience. Freckleface Strawberry plays at Russell Sage College until Sunday. Shows at 10 a.m. on weekdays, 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets and information can be obtained at 518-244-2248 or go to theater.sage.ed. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.